I've had this in my head since Sunday night, Howard. I'll bring it down a little bit.
That's... What inspired that?
I'm glad you asked. That wasn't even like shitty prep. You softballing it to me. That's a genuine question. I like that. That came from a real place. This is Satriani's Always With Me, Always With You. And you're
fantastic.
Like, why are you listening to this? The video looks like a poor man's Wicked Game. Does
true,
it not?
True.
It's filmed in a desert, just three or four shitbirds on their respective instruments, and Satriani fucking just talking with his guitar. At least that's what he wants to think he's doing.
There's the absence of a hot chick, just barely.
There's a little pussy.
There's a little bit.
There's a
she's
little
wearing
pussy.
Too much clothes.
Yeah, she's like in a baggy shirt trailing behind her.
There she is. All right.
You're like, why am I playing this? They played it at the finale of American Dad. Great show. I love American Dad. Probably my favorite cartoon that's out right now.
Huh.
And
it was a season or series finale?
No. It was like just the finale of the episode. I don't think it's the finale of either. God, I hope not. I hope there's more of that in store. Because the episode was about Steve, who's the kid, the loser kid, and his Jew buddy Snot. And they're into like air guitaring, but like hardcore professional air guitar.
Like this. This would be some professional shit right
now. Well, they would love it, exactly. And so the end is almost this say-anything-esque moment where Snot comes back and on front of the Smiths' lawn, he starts blasting this and jamming along, and then Steve joins in. And it's very, I wouldn't say tender, because that would make me sound gayer than this even, but it's a moment. It's artificial, but it's cute.
Dude, I'm telling you, if there were a remake of Top Gun, they would have to put this in there.
Well, no, that would use modern music and then bodies by Drowning Pool in a fight scene, because that's just law. That is the law of Thunderdome. You will play bodies for a badass scene, because then you can use it in the trailers as well.
This song is timeless, though, I gotta say.
The song's
like, you can't
good.
Date yeah.
It's just funny to me, like, what a wanky time period it comes from. Can you really imagine shit used to be so guitar-centric that they came up with this pop tune? This was a single, man. This is like 10 million YouTube views. And American Dad accounts for maybe like 500,000 of that overnight. This is a lot of viewing.
Yeah.
And can you imagine? They're like, we're going to do a single. There's not going to be a singer, though, because my guitar is going to do the talking.
You know, like, I think it's still possible. We kind of moved past the golden age of guitarists, though, in rock.
Yeah, 20 years ago. This was kind of the tail end. This was like the wanky Eddie Van Halen shit.
Yeah.
And then it breaks off, and you got your Satriani and your Vi, and now we've just got Kesha and a drum machine. And we're going to go to that in a second, because I love that song. And that came out, too.
No,
let's do the intros right now. You ready?
Yeah.
You want to do the... Come on. Let's do them.
Let's do it.
Good. Good, I like that. You're hiding behind these mic stands. I can barely look into your eyes.
Sorry, man.
And
I'm
get lost.
Still struggling from last night.
I want to get lost in your eyes so I can find myself.
I'm just hunched over with the agony of rail bourbon in my stomach.
Wow. Somehow you hunched over sounded gayer than me talking about getting lost in those twin. What color are they? What color of pool should I describe them as? They're not an azure pool.
Dude, you're making me uncomfortable. Can you just, like, tell the people who you are?
My pants are off. Don't make me stand across this console.
Oh, gosh.
You won't like what you see.
I won't.
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll love it.
I haven't, and I will not.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. That's the name of the show. We got that done. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Howard Hyland. We got that part done. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. 3 for 3 so far.
Nice.
This Jenga of promotion is building itself. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? You should. I'm at Papa's Basement. I don't do lame bullshit on Twitter. I'm funny. I'm not like a lot of comedians. And now, mind you, I'm not a comedian. This would be like me bitching about ball players who get on their Twitter account and piss and moan about a bad call. Well, I'm not a ball player, so I don't do that either. But a lot of people in comedy in general, where I like to fancy myself. Where else would I be? I can't just call it like my career is living at home. And overeating. So we're going to say I'm in comedy.
Oh, man.
good. A lot of comedians, they suck on Twitter. It's just like, hey, come out and see me at the Chuckle Hut in Toledo. Thursday and Friday. Tickets still available. I don't do that shit. I try to put out funny things and links to the website. But the website, impoppisbasement.com, it's just got funny shit too. It's not me being serious and boring. Who needs that shit? I know what the internet likes. Tits and kittens. And I can't deliver either of those, but the third thing it wants is funny, and I do that.
Movie reviews of films you've never seen.
We got that. We definitely got that. We also got me dispensing life advice, and who wouldn't go there? You know what's really great? Lately, a lot of like friends of mine have anonymously come asking for advice.
I am not one of those people.
You are not yet. You are not yet. Give it time. Give it time. I'm going to get an email from your account, and it's like, my girlfriend, whoever the new one might be, is really hell-bent on putting a finger inside me while she goes down. Should I let her?
See, you clearly don't know me, because that's not even a question.
You would be like, is four fingers too many?
All right, now that's a question. All right.
Starting to feel loosened. The last time she pulled out her entire hand, my rectum came out, like when you pull off those yellow dish gloves and they turn inside out. Is this normal? That would be Howie's anonymous reply. Anonymous response, rather. But again, at Papa's Basement, this boy's at what the F and heezy, and you're like, how do you spell that? You go to inpapasbasement.com. I link to the people most crucial to my show. So Howard's got an individual link, because I know it's hard as hell.
I feel honored.
You should.
Yeah.
There's like four people up on that wall of honor.
Damn right.
One of them's still Al Capone. Sorry, that's just a shit casino reference. They only got two names in that black book. One of them's still Al Capone. Can't help myself. Can't help myself.
Yeah,
I get a whiff of that movie, and I'm like, gotta go for it.
Oh,
gotta
man.
Go for that gold. I don't know where we go from here. Because we got two bits. Two bits, if you want to call them that. I call them things I came up with in the car on the drive over. But we can call them bits. That makes it sound more professional and rehearsed.
We were just listening to Joe. Do we now talk about like where music has gone since the golden age of the guitarist?
I think you just determined where we're going. And I think I like that. Because I get to press the button. And then this sound comes out.
I now regret what I just said.
This is my song. I tried to make that sound as gay as possible. And I won.
You did win.
Oh, yeah. Kesha. You dirty bitch. You dirty, gross bitch. I said this on Twitter. They're going to reveal on Walking Dead that the zombie disease started when someone rimmed Kesha. And his face just came back and it was a burned skull, but he was still alive. And that was that. Oh, God. Kesha, she's gross. And not like in a sexy gross. Like, she's just literally gross. Now, mind you, we've all fucked girls more gross than Kesha. A lot of people hear me and they're like, oh, you're just such a shitbird. The way you talk about women. You fucking asshole. I love how the female is talking to me sounds like me. Just insulted. You piece of cocksucking shit. No girl really talks that way. A lot of chicks get wound up about this stuff, though. Me discussing looks and things like that. Kesha ain't good looking. But I'd still fuck her. Let's put that out there. Most guys would still fuck her. Because especially clothed. I don't think she's particularly bad looking. She's very average. We'll bring this down a little.
What do you think? Who first? You're confronted with the choice of Gaga versus...
I love a good who first.
Who first? Gaga or Kesha?
Why don't you give me a hard one? Gaga.
Really? Okay.
They've both got shit faces. Gaga has that horrible Dago schnoz and no chin look. Like, she looks like Milhouse from The Simpsons. Thick eyebrows, big schnoz, no chin.
I think I would go Kesha first.
Are you shitting me? Gaga's tits and ass are fucking insane.
She does work out.
Kesha, the face is a toss-up, possibly going to Kesha. I don't know if the gold teeth are real. I think they gotta be fake, right? There's no fucking way that's real.
I don't give a lot of thought to Kesha, to be honest with you.
I just, you know, I sat through this video five times yesterday. I interspersed it with Satriani. We're going to bring it down. The show, now that we've lost literally every fucking listener we had, let's kill this.
I just, like, the reason I hate that song, though, is, like, I hear the lyrics, and I get guilty because all I can think of is wishing Kesha had died before she had recorded that song. When I hear the lyrics,
too young.
Like, if only she had died so I never had to hear this, my life would be
more. I don't get anyone who hates that shit. Anyone who says, yeah, anyone who says they can't listen to that. That is literally scientifically engineered to appeal to everyone. And anyone who says they're above that is just copying an attitude. Like, if you just heard that with an open mind, like, you play that to babies, babies are going to love that shit. Babies are going to learn to talk so they can say, where can I buy that song?
I just, it feels like the lowest level of comprehension for existentialism. It's just like, no. This is not how it's done.
It's just the lowest level of everything, but that's fine. That's like, there's nothing wrong with finding a universal. That's like polling 200 guys and being like, do you like it when an attractive woman rubs your crotch through your pants? 200 guys are going to say yes, unless they're gay. So we're going to say 200 straight guys are polled on this. Right. There's nothing wrong with it when this is just the equivalent of a crotch rub. Yes, you want it to go further. Yes, you want more from your music. If it just stopped there, you'd be frustrated. Same with if a girl touched your crotch, but then thought sex was 2 hours of working your dick through your pants like a fucking stick trying to light a fire. After a while, you'd be like, this sucks. But as a starter, as a universal, can we all enjoy this? Just like you with the fingers in your ass, treating your anus like a USB port. That's very advanced. We can't all agree on that.
Okay.
Same thing with like Radiohead's The Bends or something. That's right. What you getting your asshole fingered is like.
Right.
Some people are really into it. The people into that Radiohead, ass Radiohead, they really love it. But not right. Everyone's into that. I myself wouldn't be so into that.
I'm not into this though. Why are you like foisting this upon me as if like I hear this and
I just hear a beat and I like it.
Like, I like the beat. The beat's good.
I hear a beat.
Her voice is nice. I like her vocal quality.
Not to sound like the fucking fruit I am, but anytime I hear like a crunchy synth, that beat is almost like march into the oven, Jew. Bum, bum, bum,
oh
bum.
Gosh.
I hear that. I like it. It's my inner queen. What can I say? I hear a fucking synth beat. I don't dance because I'm not really gay. But I hear that, I'm like, if I were gay, I would fucking be on the floor to that shit. I'd be like, that is my song.
Do you really? I feel like this is, as far as like gay dance music song, let's go, this is on the D list.
This song is going to be hot in the gay clubs, first of all, 12 weeks ago. Like four months before the straights even heard
true.
Of this.
Yeah.
Maybe this was big, but probably like a DJ's remix, like some fucking DJ we don't even know about remix this shit. And that's what like the gays were spreading super gonorrhea to on the dance floor. Like if you're hearing this and you're in a gay club, you're in a horrible gay club, like in a shit gay town, like you're in Tulsa and like you're in Tulsa's one gay club. And there's 14 of you. It's just this far above like a bad high school prom.
Or you're in that crummy gay bar in Crystal City.
There's a gay bar in Crystal City?
Yeah, like I think that it's more of a restaurant, so I think they're kind of weak. Like it's the sort of place you go when you're already like married and you just hang out because you're in your 40s. I think that's what it's like.
Wait, a married gay bar?
I guess you can't get married in Virginia, but I guess like, all right. People who are partnered up and for whatever reason has still chosen to live in Virginia and are gay.
If I were gay, I if I were gay and I was married to a dude.
They're gays in Arlington, yeah.
Yeah, there are gays everywhere, you know, I understand
how
that
works.
It's
just you can get married in D.C. and Maryland now, so I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, that would keep me in Virginia then if I were gay.
True, yeah.
Why the fuck would I ever want to be gay married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would definitely play that. I mean, Virginia cards.
I mean, it's the most played out shtick on earth to be like, why should they fight to be as miserable as we straight people? I'd love not being able to get married. It's just if you're gay, wouldn't you try to come to an understanding with the dude you're fucking that once in a while you want some strange butthole? some delicious new butthole wrapped around your shaft?
There's some estate planning questions to take care of, and some people want kids. I haven't got there just yet, but, you know, I think that's in my future.
I'd like them too, but it would, if I were gay, it would have to be me providing the seed. Like, you would not see me raising a fucking African kid or, like, a little Chinese baby.
That is where you and I differ.
I don't do adoption, straight, gay, whatever.
I'm raising the damn Rainbow Coalition. It's going to be money.
No, I will never use my money to raise another man's seed. Have you ever watched National Geographic? Have you ever seen what happens when the new lion scares off the old lion? And then he has his first play date with the lion cubs. He goes bowling for heads with their little skulls. They're little skulls you go atop.
That's not every species you realize. Like, ducks raise, like, other...
Fucking cuck ducks. Screw that. Lions are the best animals ever.
Dude, I'm just saying.
The men are big and mighty, and they sit around all day while the women do the work, and then they come home, and the men just fuck them like champs, and they come in 10 seconds, and they're still referred to as the king of the jungle.
Oh, man.
And no one would fuck with them. They've got it. They got it made. They've got it figured out.
I have enough of a sense of humor about it where, like, I'd name my Chinese kid Shaka and then my African kid Mao.
Ting Tang.
Yeah.
I just, if you want kids, make them. Why?
You do that too.
Yeah, I just wouldn't adopt. Why do I want some, like, fucking Romanian prostitutes, like, strung out behavior, you know, behaviorally fucked kid? I wouldn't want that. Why would you put that poison in your house alongside, especially, your own blood?
I see it as diversifying the genetic material.
Diversify
in your own
bonds.
Household. That's what I see.
But it ain't yours.
No,
it's
but
just,
like,
not yours.
You are basically, like, imparting...
Like, just because someone else parks their car in your garage, it doesn't make it your fucking car. And one day that car drives away and it's just someone else's again.
John, I'm saying I actually want to, like... One of my great goals in life is to, like, mold the minds of young people. And there's no better way of doing it than just, like, taking small children of all kinds of backgrounds.
You sound like a fucking ped so far, so finish this thought.
Why do I sound like a ped? It's just, I'm talking more like being a teacher. It's like, yo, kid, let me tell you
something. Teach then.
Life is pain.
Why? Well, you should teach instead of adopting a fucking McDonald's commercial's worth of brown babies.
No, teaching is actually unfortunate because, like, the kids are basically, like, just going to learn from home anyway. Like, there's only a limited amount that teachers can have as an impact if the parents at home are just like, whatever.
So be a big brother. Just don't adopt. It sucks.
I don't know. I
wouldn't touch it. I would maybe do Roman-style adoptions where you take, like, a 35-year-old. And
that's,
like,
hilarious.
Here's my last name. You are now part of the family. That's funny. Because then you could pick someone who's achieved.
Yeah, this is
And
true.
Maybe they just like your last name and they don't want to just, you know, have theirs legally switched because that would be... Quote unquote weird.
But I would want to know who the parents are because if it was Kesha's baby, I would pass. I would pass.
I don't know. I wouldn't have anything against Kesha's baby intrinsically. It maybe would be musical.
Oh, you call that music? See, this is where you and I differ too. It's just like, come on, man. Like, that sucks.
I don't need music that aspires song. Too much. I hate it when people do the thinking for me. You know what I like? I don't need deep fucking shit. I don't need to get my achievement out in what I like. I don't need to think, oh, I'm into this deep fucking exploratory music that took me so much cerebral effort to process. I don't fucking need that. I got bills to pay and other shit to worry about in my life.
I hear that song. All I hear is like, this is basically like telling people to go like drive drunk tonight. That's the message of that
Fuck
song.
Fuck you. This is what happens because I control the board. Kick in. Kick in, goddammit. What happened? There we go. I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Yeah. Fuck you. Now I'm just not breaking eye contact. Just you and me.
And Kesha.
And the K. Gonna die young.
I have to admit...
How can you not drum along to that? I'm just pounding my fist like an angry gorilla.
At worst, this is just a soundtrack in purgatory. It's not so bad that they'd be playing it in a circle of hell.
There's nothing wrong with this song. Any dude who says, like, oh, it fucking sucks, I can't stand it, you're full of shit.
Why are we full of shit? I think it is annoying. It's not like really annoying, but it's annoying.
I'm willing to admit after the fifth or sixth listen, it would be annoying to me too. But I don't hear pop radio anymore. So I just discovered this like 2 days ago. I played the shit out of it.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been hearing this since like August or whenever it came out.
No, this is...
I fucking listened to Opie and Anthony in my car. That's literally it. Or Ron and Fez. It doesn't leave Sirius XM. So right. I heard this and I'm like, you know what? That's good. I'll listen to that. I don't like when people act like they're above played out pop music.
I will admit to having...
If you want to say you're into stuff beyond that and this really doesn't tickle you, that's fine. But don't act like this doesn't do something on some visceral level to you.
I'm willing to admit, like, Carly Rae Jepsen's song, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Love that song.
It's amazing.
It's 1,000 times better than what you just played
that
for me.
That fucking chorus is timeless.
I hate to admit that is true, but it's true.
Yes, thank you. 500 years from now, people will be like, Bach who? Mozart? Who the fuck?
And I just feel like 500 years from now, people going to play this Kesha song.
No, they won't.
Like,
this anybody, is garbage.
Anybody who listened to this, you should not value their opinion.
This is the equivalent of getting a burger late at night from McDonald's when you're drunk, eating it, throwing the wrapper out the window so you got something in your belly to stave off the hangover.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting that. Thank you. Thank
but
you.
We all love that burger. In some way. Even if we're not going to say it's the best burger we've ever had, it was necessary.
Just admit that it's killing you. When you do that, it is bad for your health.
It is.
Thank
you. So is the drunk driving and the 2 liters of scotch I put down. There's a whole lot of bad in this scenario.
Yeah, which this song encourages. It's like, forget about taking care of your body.
Oh, really? Are we going to say Kesha is the song that's going to bring down society? Have you not heard rap music?
Hey, listen. Ever? St. Augustine. My patron, like...
I don't... This is where you lose me.
I'm telling you, he used to say, live your life as if you were going... Take care of your soul as if you were going to die tomorrow.
He sounds like a girl's MySpace wall.
And take care of your body as if you were going to live forever. That's what St. Augustine used to say. That is not what that song says. That song is like, eat whatever, homie.
That
it's
song
cool.
is, come in my face, I'll hold open my eyes. Because why the fuck not? And we need music that says that. That's all I'm saying. I like that. I'm going to listen to that on the way home. I'll listen to it while at home. I might put it on the phone while I drop a deuce later.
Well, being a person of superlative music taste, I have to say that you're wrong.
Oh, I have great taste in music too. And I like me that song.
No, I'm making fun of myself. I'm not really. I have my own guilty vices.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to forgive you. And I'm going to forgive you because I am following the example of a man who, quite frankly, is godlike, is from the heavens. But for a brief time, he has been made flesh to walk among us. Don't shake your head at me. That man is your quarterback for your Washington Redskins. He is Robert Griffin III.
Oh, gosh. All right.
And
he would love that you just blaspheme, by the way.
That's fine. I know that after he makes those touchdowns and he does the sign of the cross, in his head he knows he's doing the sign of the Griffin.
Oh, man.
Because I watched last night. I watched the Washington Redskins dispatch the New York Giants. And... I don't know what to say other than I believe. I now know what it is. You know the way that the Christians have Jesus and they believe in something bigger than themselves and they believe that if they believe, things are going to work out?
I am Catholic, yes.
I have that in my life now. Like a real thing.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Not pretend woo-boo-boo in the heavens God, who I think is just a pretend thing. You can believe what you want. I like it when my intelligent friends believe in God and afterlife because it makes me feel relief inside because I just don't want to die and disappear.
And now your savior, RG3, also in that category.
Yeah, now we're not going to die after 16 games, more than likely. We're going to continue.
You may make the playoffs this year, right?
Into the afterlife called the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what I saw last night was literally transformative. And I'm only saying this halfway in jest. There was something, no bullshit, like watching Rudy, like just the last 10 minutes of Rudy over and over, seeing him be like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going out there and we're winning this thing.
Now, let me stop briefly on Redskins fans' testicles for a moment. I think last Monday Night Football memory that Redskins fans can draw upon that had the same moment.
Was Sean Taylor's shot on Monday Night Football? Was that our last big thing?
No, I was thinking when Vic.
I know.
When five Vic, touchdowns in like 16
four
minutes.
Yeah. That was not the best thing ever. That was
a magical performance by a great quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, except that one was just embarrassing for the other team. This was still a great game, but you knew which one you would prefer on your team.
This was a rookie quarterback defeating the defending champions.
Yeah, it was fucking sexy as shit on roughly 23 levels. Yeah. I don't know, man. I woke up today, my outlook was changed just on everything. Like, I rolled out of bed, it was like, John, I don't think you can do 3 hours of Zelda before you do a goddamn thing today. And then I thought to Robert, I was like, he believed he could.
That's the magic of sports. Like, people ask sometimes, like, why do you spend so much time watching this stuff for days like what you're feeling today?
Yeah, enough, between porn and Zelda, noon rolled around, nary a thing accomplished. And I was like, thank you, Robert. Thank you for lending me that.
I mean, I still couldn't give two shits about the Redskins, but I respect that Robert Griffin III actually brought you guys back to, like, a place deserved on the national sports news. So, because otherwise, you guys have been a joke for, like, 20 years.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what it is. I've never felt a part of anything that wins or accomplishes. Certainly not this show or my website or my Twitter account or Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. None of those. And nothing else in my personal life, really. It's just all been kind of like loss after loss. But yesterday, with the Redskins only getting to 6-6, mind you, but actually winning, taking out three NFC East opponents in a row, my nipples are rock hard just saying these words. That's how much this means to me.
If only RG3 were here to touch your boobies.
I love that man. If he needed a liver, I would take out mine with a steak knife. And I would say, do you need another one while I'm bleeding out? Can I fetch you another one? Can I give you three spleens and maybe a couple extra biceps if it'll increase your quarterbacking ability? Franken Griffin, lead this team. Man. But what I saw last night, just that was amazing, man. I know we don't want to do hardcore sports talk here. A lot of people get bored, and that's fine. It's fucking boring to discuss. I'm sorry. If you're in sports radio, enjoy it. It needs to be personality-driven. Sports is all about watching. Would you do a show where I described porno to you, and then we dissected porno? No, that's something you watch and enjoy. It's the same with sports.
True.
That was a game. I am sad you missed that, honestly, just as a fan of football. Even if you don't care that fucking much about NFL, that was just a goddamn game.
I was actually on stage performing at a citywide finals in our karaoke league in the District of Columbia.
Now, you said a couple things that sound important. You said a couple things there that sound unimportant. D.C., something in D.C. is of moderate importance. It's not like a Chicago or an L.A., but
not that big,
it's not Detroit.
Detroit would probably be pretty hype for this kind of thing, man. That's where Motown started. Don't discount.
It's a murder factory and nothing more.
A lot of people got soul, man.
Eminem, Kid Rock, and headshots.
Put it this way. DC music scene has always been good. People who are at this thing, there's a couple people who are like borderline professional, but for the most part, most people there are kind of like they grew up in music families, so they know people in the industry, whatever, so you had some sick singers, and we got the good go-go scene here, so, like, I'm telling you, man, like, it was awesome. Like,
well, you said it was finals. Finals are important of anything, but you said karaoke. So, finals, that's low. It's not like, you know,
it's not real music.
It's not March Madness.
Right.
but it's kind of better. Does karaoke beat like an eating contest? Not like the Nathan's hot dog, but like a local one, like that would feed into the Nathan's hot dog, a regional qualifier.
I mean, it's fun. Like, you have people who turn it theatrical. Like, what you want is somebody wearing a costume with a decent voice so that you like the song, but because it's not real music, it's just like a...
Isn't it just a bunch of frustrated people, karaoke?
No, I think it's a lot of people, actually, because D.C. is a place where people come here not to do art. They actually come here for politics or whatever else it is. These are people who are talented that need an outlet, for the most part. There's a couple people who are frustrated because they would love music careers, but
it just
for the
seems
most part,
like frustrated singers would do karaoke.
In a lot of places, yes.
Or you're going to go out and you're thinking, my voice is so goddamn good, it's going to get me laid, and I just want to show this off.
Those are my favorite people, because that's like really the whole point, isn't it?
I would think. I mean, like, I'm John. I'm getting into character. I'm John. I want to get laid, and I'm going to do it via karaoke.
There is a scene for getting laid at karaoke. I'll be real with you.
I got okay pipes for some songs.
You got to know your songs. That's key if you're going to get laid doing karaoke. Don't do something new and expect that you're going to like knock the house out.
No, I would do Elvis. Like, I would do Elvis, but I wouldn't. I would have to get in better shape for that, because you don't want any fat Elvis jokes. Like, I would do like the Captain Kirk girdle and suck in my gut. Then I'd be like Elvis 67 comeback special.
What I like doing, one of my go-tos, and this is what I did last night, because I represented my team. We came in 8th place out of 8, but I did okay with what I did. It was
it doesn't seem logical trying to get laid that way, but I would see zero other point to it.
You realize like most bars are sausage parties in the world, and like one of the great ways to get women to show up is like, hey, come and sing and like have a fun time watching men who sing too. It's actually like women like
this
men
is
who
where
sing.
Like my borderline autism kicks in, because I'm just like, nothing you've said sounds really fun short of being really fucking drunk.
There were some ridiculously attractive women who were just,
that's fine, like, I would just rather masturbate in my room. Like, that's kind of how I want to spend my evening. But if you want to go out and do karaoke, that's cool.
I mean, you're going to get some phone numbers, maybe rub up against people on the dance floor. You don't even go out dancing, though. So, I mean, that's another thing you're not really into. So.
No, I'm not black or Latin. So, I don't go to a dance club.
If you like the smell of women instead of just their appearance on a computer screen, this is the kind of thing that's like...
The smell of women can be good and bad. Just like the smell of a piece of food can be delicious fresh out of the oven 3 weeks later on top of a radiator.
All right. Pheromonally
speaking. It might smell
like
an asshole.
Pheromonally speaking, not necessarily.
It's okay. It's if I'm not going to fuck them, it's just frustrating.
See, this is, I actually have a lot of female friends. I actually don't go out there trying to bang
too.
Every chick that I meet at karaoke.
I do too.
All right. I'm just saying, no, like...
They're good people. What,
when
you
go
sit
to
around
a bar,
and sniff them? Like,
do you actually, like, go and meet girls to just be like, hey, what's up? We should be friends.
Nah, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I, in order to want to talk to people, have to be pretty shit-faced. But then I just start veering. There's just this little sweet spot. It's like a roller coaster. You know, like, especially a cartoon roller coaster. You're just going up, 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 up. And that's me drinking. And then at the very top, there's this moment where it stands still. And the little cart, the little mine cart, if you will, is even. And that's that brief window when I'm drunk enough where I want to talk to, like I'm able to successfully talk to women, but I'm not so drunk that it's just going to like be like, let me see your tits, and then me farting. And then immediately, bam, right down the other side. And that's me descending into like, apparently I was blacking out and like squeezing tits or something.
All right, see, man, I just love going out to bars and talking to anybody. Like, doesn't have to be chicks. I just like talking to dudes, too. Like, other week, I went and met a restaurant manager. We were watching, he's from Indianapolis. We watched a Colts game together. And ended up, we had a good conversation, and he just told me, hey, give my name to the bar manager at this place near you in Alexandria now, and they'll take care of you. Like, they'll hook you up just for having some fun, man. So I was like, you know what? I love talking to people, and that's why I'm just going to enjoy having a little karaoke time.
Sorry, this is evil. I don't want to interrupt Howard. I was just reading my texts, and we have one from Arena saying, hey, I can record tonight and tomorrow, guys. When should I be there? Sorry, Arena. We're recording right now. Bad. As my I bad. Got that text.
We're going to dock your pay on this episode.
Yeah. You'll go from zero to zero. It'll be good having her back, though. She's been in I keep saying L.A. It's nowhere near that fun. New Orleans.
And New Orleans is pretty hype, man.
I'm sure it's great. Hype. It's like fried food and chicks pulling out their tits for beads.
Having a good time in L.A. sucks because you have to drive so much to do it.
Yeah, it's like having a good time in D.C.
No, except like good time in L.A. is way more worth it than a good time in D.C.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. D.C. is kind of a medium totem pole city.
Yeah, but, you know, our eighth best team in competitive karaoke in the area. I'll take it.
Competitive karaoke. I'm just still bowled over. You said people were wearing costumes. Like, where's your sense of shame?
There was a couple Gaga costumes. It was
like, were the bodies at least fitting, or was it some fat fuck?
No, one chick had such a bodacious body. Her team came in second place.
That's great.
And I think the only reason they came in second.
Did you ask
first,
to get her like her costume afterward, just so you could sniff it and whack one out?
Actually, I was going to borrow her costume so I could perform the crying game next season.
There you go. Just strut inside wearing it with your little thing tucked and doing the weird ball vag lips when you pull your mule in between them.
But this year, you know, it was rookie season. That's why we kind of like got voted to the bottom. But at any rate, people coming up saying they enjoyed my voice.
That's good. You got good singing pipes. I would say that.
I did. I walked the line, which is always a
do a couple bars.
A
right
lady
now.
Pleaser. Can you hear my voice? It's not doing so well after last night.
Shit.
I kind of do it like a.
You didn't take a
John,
bayonet to the
John
trachea.
Wayne.
You can still sing.
I have to know the key.
Just want sing me to do it. Just what the fuck's the
all
key?
Right,
I don't even know what that means. Just sing it. Like, don't.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
He sounds like a fucking Polack immigrant. Like these are the first English words he learned. Oh, keep going.
You realize you have to fucking warm up to sing, right? Like I'm just belting off the top
you
of my head.
You do if you're an amateur.
Voice.
I can just go out there and shred with these pipes.
Of course, I forgot. How could I have forgotten?
These fucking God-given weapons.
Singer. Yeah. No, yeah. Like the reason my voice is fucked up is I did two songs last night. We had a group song as well as a couple solos.
What is the other one you're going to sing on this show for
me? I didn't sing this. I did a rap over the guitar instrumental of Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason.
I don't know. How do you know so much Tracy Chapman? That's not even black people music. It's like black people doing white people music.
Yeah. Yeah, she was
you know what I know
in
about
a
fucking Tracy Chapman? Fast cars. That's what you should know about Tracy Chapman. One, she looks like a man. Two, fast cars. It's literally straighter to get a blowjob from the guy that's suing Elmo than Tracy Chapman. Fucking the guy suing Elmo's got a prettier face and fuller lips and everything.
Hey, listen, lesbians love Howard Hyland, so like, she's my girl.
Lesbians, she's a leser?
Have you seen the video?
No! I've heard her on the radio, right. And I just know she's got a fucking pug face. And I wouldn't screw her. It doesn't mean she's a lesbian.
No, she is.
Okay.
The video is actually like kind of like got this, because it was before she was fully out, since it wasn't popular back then. But
so it's just like her, like,
it was a bit
fucking
of
an aerobics class, just staring at every ass around her, biting her knuckle.
Basically, the video, they make it look like this woman is kind of there to meet this bartender, but she's really there to meet Tracy, and so it's just ambiguous enough that the audience can't tell. It's really weird, like when you watch the video for Give Me One Reason.
What was the whole thing with like real dark-skinned black lesbians for a while? You had like her, you had that, was it Nichelle Deganichello? What the fuck was that one's name? With the shaved
Michelle
head? I don't know.
Ogicello.
She did Wild Night with Mellencamp.
Cover, yeah.
Yes.
Good cover. I enjoyed it.
It ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Whatever. God bless the black lesbians. God bless all the lesbians.
Yes.
Plain and tall.
Yes.
All of them. I don't know. We got 10 minutes to fill or something in that range. Let me look. I'm literally going to do math on the fly. We've got about 37 minutes there, and we got 5 minutes there. That comes together for 42. That ain't a lot of show, Howard. We should have done more prep.
No, but you didn't even let me finish, like, my explanation of what I rapped.
That's 45 seconds of material tops, but do it.
I'm just telling, like, so the song that I rapped over, I did a mashup of...
You do this a lot.
The Shimmy Shimmy Ya and the Blues. That's what I did. And the people loved it.
This they is just... so, like, bizarrely... like, even people who listen to every episode of this show were lost right there. You've got maybe Brenda Brent.
Do you want to, like... Do you want to do this right now? Do you want to, like, record me doing this? Because I can show you how to do that. That I can still do. I can't sing today. My vocals are
what,
shot.
What, you rapping or whatever? We've tagged on a Howard rap at the end of a show before. We're going to do it again. Like, if
all right, all right.
If you've made it this far, we're going to do the normal close. But stick around, because then it'll be Howard rapping. I think we can... we're getting close to punching out. I'm coughing up the hot dog I had earlier. If you want to know why I'm in such peak physical shape, I went to 7-Eleven and had a half smoke covered in their onions nacho cheese. And then I ate a dollar's worth of Reese's Pieces out of the vending machine here. Like the one where you just pump in a quarter and you get a dirty handful. And it's like all the broken candy bits of the old ones on top. And you're like, I'm going to stop at one quarter. And as soon as you woof that handful down in two bites, it's one more quarter. And I think I went through about $1.75, actually, if we're being honest on the show. That's a lot of handfuls of candy. I think we can punch out, though, man.
I got something else to say to you, John.
Oh, shit. Say it. Because I got things to do, actually. So
I got we did enough. No. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Oh, God. You sound like you're beating someone with your voice. Like, literally, it's a weapon you're using to harm someone. And I'm not going to say you sound like that, you know, in context, maybe with proper warm-up and the key. Do you use the little metal circular flute?
No, the cool thing about that song is when you hear it playing... He actually hums. Do you know why he's humming? He's humming to center himself before every verse, because he changes from like his head voice to his like full voice down to his chest voice, and he's like tuning his voice before he sings.
Every time you say head voice, I just picture myself with my hands clasped going, please give me head. It's such a bad line, but really... Yeah. Head voices. Oh God, this is not shabby.
Just, I can't.
Which is how I compliment a blowjob I'm receiving. I have had worse.
Oh man,
you are definitely slightly above mediocre.
I really cannot wait to hear myself and how I just performed on your show. What did you say? I sounded like a Polack that just immigrated.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just learned that song phonetically,
like the Iron
in the old country.
Like the Iron Sheik just like found someone to cover songs for him.
I put you in camel clutch, fuck your ass, break your back, and make you humble. That's Iron Sheik. I could do better, but I could also do worse.
Yeah, I feel the same about my Johnny Cash that I just dropped on your show. I can't believe you put me on the spot like that, man.
Who gives a shit?
That was not what got me eighth place yesterday. I'm going to say that. It was better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll believe it.
I got recruited to some other teams.
Okay, you've got some sort of talent, as much as I like to act like you don't. As much as the evidence on the show would point to the contrary. I guess there's some in there somewhere.
Hey, I'm dropping an album like early next year. I'm going to make you promote it so people can actually decide for themselves if I'm really talented or not.
I like that people just get to say that nowadays, and they really, it's like me saying, I have a radio show.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
you actually
do.
Inspired me. I'm like, if John gets a radio show, I get an album. Fuck him. You know what? I'm getting a Facebook fan page, too. We'll see what happens then.
I feel like a college professor and like Hitler's come back to visit me and he's like, you know, you're a really big influence on everything I've done. It's like, oh, that's
wow,
not what I wanted.
Wow. What are you trying to say about my music, John? That's fucked up.
I don't know. I hit the Surf Rider button. That's and now I'm just waiting for it to load. And it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
Because we used YouTube to do the intro clips, which didn't warm this thing up with Ace of Spades.
Oh,
so now it's just the 45 seconds of load time. This is just me frantically pulling on the parachute cord. Open, damn you.
You so regret doing a show one-on-one with me today, don't you?
No, not really. I'm always happy to get behind the mic.
Truth.
Hey, when I eat fucking balls for 50 minutes, who gives a shit? There's just another show around the pike. I don't care. Am I going to lose listenership?
Oh, that is.
Oh, right before I told the fans what I really think about them. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. How, I don't know, but you got there. And good for you. You should have a sense of accomplishment. If you want to listen to this, as well as any other episode we've released, and we put them out every Monday and every Thursday, go to inpapasbasement.com. Those episodes usually include me. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. I do some funny shit on that Twitter account, so please, if you're listening, follow. Over here is Howard Highland. He's at What the F in Heezy.
And stick around to the very end of this episode so you can hear my hip-hop rapping style over Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah. So much more.
So much more.
But you got the website. You got the Twitter handles, facebook.com/papasbasement. And until the next time, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I don't want no one to squeeze me. They might take away my life. I don't want no one to squeeze me. I just want someone to hold me, oh, and lock me through the night.
Bon voyage, yeah, from the home of the Dodger, Brooklyn Squad, Wu-Tang Killer, bees on the swarm. Rain on your dollar as Disco Dom. For you to even touch my skill, you got to have the one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill. Now chop that down, pass it all around. Vigs get hard quick, cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bates. My producer slam, my flow is like jam. Jump on stage, then adapt down. The youthful heart can love you. What you need. I said the youthful heart can love you and give you what you need. But I'm too old to go chasing you around, wasting my precious energy. Yeah, shimmy yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away. That's a wrap.